He's the expert.
Wow.
Boston turns two for all things baseball.
Why was this guy on the roster?
It's the Baseball Hour with Tony Mazz.
Presented by Mass Mutual, official sponsor of the Boston Red Sox. Also brought to you by Bigelow Tea, Corona, Fubo TV, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Jackson Lumber, True Made Foods, BostonRefunds.com, and Blue Moon Belgian White.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Diaz, 1-for-3 with a single and a couple of Ks. He does take off. And how about this hitting? Bounding ball through the open space and off into right field. They're going to wave him. The throw comes into second. Now on the way to the plate, and they steal a run. And this throw is into the outfield. Diaz taking off for third. They're going to wave him in, and he's going to score. And that looked like Little League. And the Red Sox are hearing it from the crowd here as Tampa Bay steals a couple of runs, running wild as the Red Sox throw it around, and it is 6-2.
Well, that was a signature play from the Red Sox loss against Tampa Bay yesterday at Fenway Park. 6-2 was the final. For those of you who are interested in the Red Sox, you may be listening to the game right now, so I'll just tell you, or if you're not listening, I can update you. Obviously, they're playing right now over at Fenway Park, the series finale. Red Sox are losing 4-1, 4-1 again today. That game is in the bottom of the seventh inning. But for the purposes of our show here on the Baseball Hour, we're going to deal with the complete clown show that was yesterday at Fenway Park. That's where we're going to start. 617-779-0985 is your number. Jim Murray's alongside. Jimmy Stewart here as well, our producer. And let me just say this as a disclaimer up front. Every so often, when the Red Sox play like they did yesterday, and they have the kind of signature lowlight like they did yesterday, in which there was a bouncer through the right side with two outs on a hit-and-run play by the Tampa Bay Rays, in which the Red Sox completely look disinterested and inept. Every so often when that happens, I admit, I get up on a little bit of a soapbox and I start talking down to you, but bear with me. As a fan, you know what you ask for from your team?
Effort.
Competitiveness.
Yeah.
More than anything else, you know, that's all you ask for. At the end of the day, it's all you really can ask for. You can kick and scream about championships and winning and all these things, and we do. And we do it a lot. And in this market, in this city, in this town, we have the right to do that because there's a history here of winning and the people care. But at the end of the day, really all you can ask for, all that is realistic, is some sort of legitimate investment by the people wearing the uniforms and by the people who employ the people wearing the uniforms. That's all you can ask for. The investment in it and the commitment to winning. That's what you asked for. That thing that happened at Fenway Park yesterday, and it might just be one play in a season filled with bad ones, but honestly, I don't care because it's been going on for a couple of years. I sort of lump it all together now. And the bottom line, the Red Sox are second rate. They're second rate. MLB is a product up until this spring when they finally put in the pitch timer is second rate, if you ask me. And the Red Sox, in the framework of MLB, our second-rate team in a second-rate league, what has become a second-rate league. That is not anything close to what they owe the fan base here, or what they should be giving you competitively on the field or effort on the field. And again, for those of you who didn't see the play, it was a 4-2 game in the bottom of the sixth. Two outs and a man on first. And the man on first, I believe, was Manuel Margot. He runs on the pitch. Yandy Diaz hits a bouncer through the right side because the second baseman ran over to cover the bag. That was Emmanuel Valdez. Watch the play. I want you to watch the play. Go back and look at it. Watch the outfielders from the minute contact was made. Watch Jaron Duran half-ass it into right center field to go get the ball in. You can't even see Alex Verdugo. And as Kevin Youkilis explained later on the broadcast or during the play on the broadcast, Verdugo ran in on the play. Almost like you can't see him. Like he ran straight in as if like he was going to back up first base or something. Then he saw Duran fail to pursue the ball, so he had to change direction and go get it. The Red Sox botched the relay, and Margot, who was on first to start the play, a ground ball through the right side, came all the way around and scored. Then in the process, Diaz, who hit the ball, ran to second. Connor Wong threw it into center field. And Jim Murray, who was in center field to back up the play?
Jaron Duran.
Nobody.
Oh.
Nobody. Because Jaron Duran was still standing in right field watching the thing. And Alex Cora's commentary after the game, and Jimmy Stewart, if we could, I'm going to ask you to play this now. I think I had put it for later. But let's play it now, the longer version, Jimmy. Cora, after the game, sounded as depressed and what's the word I used earlier? Not disconsolate.
Despondent?
Despondent. Thank you, Murray. Despondent. He sounded despondent in talking about his team. Okay, here's Cora after the game.
I think that played too many times the last 2 years. So, you know, you got to throw the ball to the right base. You got to back up. You cannot become a spectator, right? You got places to go in every play in baseball. They had a great baseball play. He took off, grumbled a second, and that happened. And that's, you know, it's not good baseball. Bottom line, the coach, you know, he sees the play. It's a gamble, to be honest with you. If you make two good throws, you get him out of the plate. And we didn't do that. We threw the ball away to second, and we were just watching, like the rest of the 35,000 people here. We got to keep preaching good defense. We got to coach them. At the end, it's on me. You know, I'm the manager of this club, and we've been sloppy. So, you know, it's not about pointing fingers, right? You know, the roster is a roster, and we have to play better baseball. But, you know, I'm the manager of this team, and, you know, defensively, we're not good. We're not, you know, and we keep working. We're going to show up early, and we're going to keep talking in place, and we're going to coach the players until we get it right. When? I don't know. You know, if it's tomorrow, it's 59 games too late. You know, but we just got to keep going until we do it. You know, the difference between them and us right now, base running defense and throwing strikes. That was the game today. And we saw it, you know. Something that we got to keep pushing these guys to be better, you know. Right now, we're one game over 500. Who we are, you know, like, and, you know, tomorrow's game 60. The season's going now. And everybody's picking it up, and we have to pick it up. And we can talk about winning series and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know, this division is not easy. And we've been, for stretches, we've been good. For stretches, we've been bad. And in other ones, we've been okay. And I think at the end, we just got to be better.
I've seen that play too much the last couple of years. Got to throw the ball to the right base. We're standing around out there watching like the 35,000 people here. We got to get it right. When? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. So let me ask you this. When you see a play like that, is it just one bad play in a game? Or is it indicative of something far, far greater and far, far more worrisome and annoying in terms of what the Red Sox have become? Because I think it's the latter. And I don't need to tell you, again, we've seen it before. Jaron Duran coming in, losing a ball in the sky, landing 30 feet behind him on the warning track. Raimel Tapia running around the bases for the Toronto Blue Jays on an inside-the-park grand slam. And you know what Jaron Duran did on that play last year? He stood there and watched. Now, it might sound like I'm picking on Duran. I'm really not. I'm sort of picking on the Red Sox as a whole, although he was a central figure in both of these plays. The one last year, the inside-the-park grand slam, and the one yesterday at Fenway Park. Again, Google it. You can find it all over the place, Twitter, wherever else. You can find the play. Look it up. Watch Duran. Watch how he goes after the ball off the bat. Watch what he does after Verdugo picks it up. And watch what he does after the ball is thrown into center field. Because you know who retrieved the ball in center field? Alex Verdugo, who was playing right. So what exactly was Jaron Duran doing on this play? What was he doing? But again, that's a Jaron Duran story. Or that's the Jaron Duran part of the story. He wasn't in the lineup today, by the way. Enrique Hernandez was back in center field. It was a lefty on the mound for the Rays. But let's be honest. There's a good reason to sit him beyond the lefty on the mound. So here's what I'm telling you today. The stoogery that has been taking place at Fenway Park over the years, the last couple of years, is symbolic of a far greater problem. The Red Sox are Mickey Mouse. They're Mickey Mouse, minor league, and they've cut corners all over the ballpark over there. And I'm talking about media relations, the dining room at the ballpark. I'm talking about all the little things that in the past, when these owners came in, were first rate. Now they're not first rate anymore. I would love to know why, other than the money. Like, or the absence of wanting to win, or the absence of wanting to be one of the most storied franchises, respected brands in sports. So fine, the Red Sox went 86 years without winning a world championship. You know the story. You don't need me to read it to you. But all those years, the jersey, the font, the ballpark, it all meant something. Dodgers, Red Sox, Cardinals, Giants, those are storied franchises, signature franchises in the game. The Red Sox now, I think, are a punchline. I do. I think they're a punchline. I think this team beyond yesterday has given you nothing to sink into. The ownership, it doesn't feel like they're invested in star players anymore. They don't want to give you a good baseball product. They don't want to give you a good entertainment product. I think the whole thing's kind of hollow. The whole freaking thing. And before someone calls and tells me that they'd be in second place in any other division or whatever it is, let me tell you, there are only two teams in baseball that are farther out of first place than the Red Sox. And they knew they were going to be in the American League East. They always have. They're supposed to build a team to win inside the division first. And they're about to lose their 19th game in 27 chances against the Tampa Bay Rays since the start of last season. And I'm going to give you more on that further, because even that number is deceiving. So again, I don't know. Well, I don't know what to tell you other than this. They're second rate. They're minor league. They're Mickey Mouse. And we're supposed to look at a play like yesterday and say, what? It was one bad play? For a 500 team, as if 500 is all that it is, and it's not something worse than that. They don't owe you more than 500, because they do. They owe you a hell of a lot more than that. So that's the same question that I've been asking for days now, and I'm probably going to be asking all summer long. You tell me, when do you think they're going to be good again? Or are they ever going to be good again? Under these owners, this management. Because I think this is a clown show. They want to run it like the Tampa Bay Rays. But then the Tampa Bay Rays come in here and you go, well, this isn't what they are. They're nowhere close to being what the Rays are. They're nowhere close to building what the Rays have built. It doesn't look anything remotely like Tampa Bay Ray baseball. Nothing. It's hollow. They don't give you anything anymore. And it feels to me like they're just there. They just show up and they're not invested in the product anymore. And I feel that way about the players and about ownership and management. Which brings me to a thought I have about the manager, and I want to get to your calls too. 617-779-0985 on the Baseball Hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Talking baseball with the insiders and with you, the Baseball Hour with Tony Maz on the Sports Hub.
I don't like it. I think that played too many times the last 2 years. So, you know, you got to throw the ball to the right base. You got to back up. You cannot become a spectator, right? You got places to go in every play in baseball. And They had a great baseball play. He took off, grumbled a second, and that happened. And that's, you know, it's not good baseball, bottom line.
to Alex Cora yesterday after the game. Hasn't been good baseball in a long, long time. I'll keep asking the question, when are we going to see good baseball again? You believe in the farm system? Because I don't. And that's sort of a topic for another day. That's a bigger picture topic. And then they play like the stoogery that you saw yesterday. It's one of the worst defenses in baseball. They're in the top 10 worst defenses in baseball, using whatever metric you want.
Fielding percentage, they're the worst in the American League. In Major League Baseball, there are only three teams worse than them in fielding percentage in baseball. That's how bad the Red Sox are.
And Jimmy, even in the modern metrics, and I say the advanced metrics, you know, the defensive rating, the run save, they're in the bottom seven or eight teams in the game. It's because the nerds will tell you fielding percentage doesn't matter anymore. But the bottom line is they don't catch it. They can't throw it. They don't hit consistently. Their pitching stinks. It's a $220 million payroll. They say they're building something. What are they building? I don't think they're building jack.
Which you know what would help their pitching, Mass? Players who can catch and throw the ball properly.
Yeah, and their what would also help their pitching is better pitching, because their pitching is not good either. Like, I don't think it's just the defense. I think their pitching stinks. And on top of it, I'll just say this quickly. It brings me to Alex Cora. Why is he here? Why even have him as a manager? For what? Cora to me is a misfit now. He's out of place. And Murray, I know your point was, shouldn't Cora get some of the blame for the shoddy fielding, right?
Yeah, and even going back to last year, because I felt like he collectively, like they all kind of like waved the white flag after the trade deadline when nothing really happened there. So, and I don't know, like I look at a play yesterday, that is indicative of a lack of leadership. Like if it's a tight ship, and I know they don't have the talent that people want to watch and that he even wants to deal with, but I don't know, like he deserves some of this blame for how they've been playing these last couple of seasons. I believe that. Not all of it, but a chunk of it.
Okay, so you know what? I don't disagree with that. He himself said that yesterday. Fine, no problem. Fire the manager. Get rid of him. And let me be clear. I think Cora overall is a good manager. I think Cora is good at it. I think now it's his team. I think that for the most part, managers don't affect it. And by the way, Cora's out there making an argument with the umpire right now. He's going to get tossed. I can already tell he's losing his mind because he's had it with this team. They're going to lose again to Tampa Bay. And when I say he's had it with the team, when he came back from his suspension, don't you think he was expecting more?
Yeah, yeah.
And in 2021, they won. So let me get this right. Cora was just airing out the umpire, nose to nose, and Nessun went to a commercial?
That is correct, yeah.
It was a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Cora's yelling at the umpire. Nessun cuts to commercial. Can't show the manager getting tossed out potentially. What are we doing here? Well, why does Nessun suck and blow so badly?
They got to get the promo in for Boston Globe today, guys. I mean, come on.
Oh, Twitter tells me he got tossed. Couldn't see that on Nessun.
Oh, that's insane.
Okay, so
can't
there you
show
go.
That.
No, but this is exactly it. It's perfect. The commercial's more important than the team. Don't you know? The commercial's more important than the team. And by the way, again, I'll say this just so we're all on the same page. What's he doing here? Why have a team that sucks and have Alex Cora as the manager? If you're building, go out and get a manager who cultivates young talent. Not that Cora can't, but Cora's really the manager for a big market team that's going after championships. He's that kind of guy. Trade him. Get something for him. Not unprecedented. Toronto Blue Jays did it with John Farrell. What's he doing here? What's he doing here? The whole thing's gone ass backwards. The whole freaking thing. It's a clown show. They are a second-rate organization. And the argument that, or the discussion that we like to have from time to time, oh, the four teams in town, oh, let's rank them. Who's number one? Red Sox are number four by a mile. It's not even close. Easily number four. I don't know when they're getting out of it, because what they're giving you right now isn't even close. That was the most predictable ejection in baseball history today. By the way, after what happened yesterday, Cora's losing his mind. I can't say I blame him, but you know what? Just fire his ass. He's doing no good here. What are you paying the manager for with a team like this? Sorry, wrong phone. Martin in Texas. Good, Martin.
Yeah, Tony. I like what Cora said after the game yesterday with all the errors and whatnot, but I feel like they're almost tying his hands, because instead of saying what he said is what all the right things he should say, they should have sent a message to the rest of the team by DFAing the guy who leads the league in errors and can't throw a ball to second base or first base, and let alone he's batting 230. Okay. What the hell is Enrique Hernandez still doing on the goddamn team?
Okay, so you're talking about Kike Hernandez. Today's playing center field. To me, keep your veteran guys. I'm not telling you I like Kike Hernandez. The fact that he's playing shortstop, you want to blame Cora for that one, fine. I got no issue with that. You should blame him. Pablo Reyes, probably a better option to play shortstop. Fair. How many bodies are they down on the depth chart at shortstop? Because they keep signing guys who are injured. They do it over and over and over again. It's the same crap every freaking year. Let's just rotate the bodies, bring in the transients and a bunch of nomads to play for the Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox, we're going to change the roster every year. Let's do that and wait for our minor league system to develop. And by the way, it's not getting there. Brian's in Bellingham. Brian, go.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I agree with you 100%. I think we got the highest ticket prices in baseball at a park that's outdated and old, an ownership that doesn't want to change the culture, and I don't think they will. To me, that's where you start with ownership. Until they change, you're not going to see a better product in the field.
Yeah, so look, again, if this is what now, I've always said this all along with this ownership group, that they invest in the team, and I'm reluctant to go to a new owner because the new owner might not. But you know what? They're really not investing in the team anymore, at least not in terms of their time and their financial commitment relative to other organizations. The payroll's dropped to like 12th. So if this is what it is, if you're just going to run it like a freaking hardware store, if that's what you're going to do, get out. Go buy something else. Buy the baseball team that's going to be in Vegas. Go buy in another city. You can still do baseball, but do it somewhere where it doesn't matter. And maybe it doesn't matter here as much. It matters to me, though, and I know it matters to a lot of you. So if this is all it's going to be every year, why are you in it? Why even be in the business? Bob's in Methuen. Go.
Hey, Tony. That play yesterday, that was the culmination of 4 years of work by Hein Bloom. And to answer your question as to when they're going to be good again, when John Henry, Sam Kennedy, Hein Bloom, and Alex Cora are all gone, that's when.
I mean, this is embarrassing, really. It's embarrassing. You say, well, they're 500. That's not embarrassing. It is here. Last place in the division. And I'm tired of people throwing the tough division excuse at me. I'm tired of that. The division is a known commodity. You've known that for a long time. The American League East is hard. Nobody bitched about the division when they were winning championships and going to the playoffs every year. You were content to win the wild card, but at least you won 95 games and won championships because you could beat the rest of the league and you could play with the iron. You can't even play with the scrubs anymore. Paul's in Rhode Island. Paul, go.
Tony, thank you. And I love your passion. And let me tell you, the way it's going right now, look at the NBA. You got an 8 seed. These guys play when they want it. You know, they don't care about
Paul, the NBA's got nothing to do with it. I let you go. I'm sorry. And you know what? At the end of the day, what I expect from the Red Sox is a competitive team in a market that wants it. Frankly, in that a market that demands it. And if you don't want to provide the product and you don't want to invest in it and you can do better than transients and nomads every year, then go buy something else. Matt's in California. Matt, what do you got?
Hey, Tony. Just like you, I'm sick and tired of the state and the direction of this team. Ownership and Bloom just feed us garbage, and most of the fans just eat it up. Quickly, I love the Dodgers comp because it's a storied franchise, big market, the top five in payroll. They've turned over their roster 10 games above 500. Both have ex-Tampa Bay guys. How are they able to sustain the success at the major league level and constantly be in the finals or conference finals and whatnot? How are they able to do it, and we just can't? Why can't we be more like them?
Because they know what they're doing. Because their baseball ops knows what they're doing. Again, the Red Sox brought, we talked about this today on Felger and Maz. The Red Sox brought in Hein Bloom to replicate what the Tampa Bay Rays done. He's tried, he's failed, and he still spends the money. I mean, if there was ever a candidate to be fired for the job, tell me he's not it. We brought you in to save us money and win. So we're trying to save the money, but you're losing. Meanwhile, your former employer still wins, and we suck worse than ever, to the point where we don't even back up bases anymore. That play yesterday, again, in and of itself, you want to call it isolated, fine. No problem. The Red Sox have been garbage for 2 years. 2 years. And how many of you that are casual fans can name me more than 3 to 5 guys on the roster? I would like, because again, the people who aren't hardcores, tell me who started at second base today or yesterday. See if you can tell me. Jim Murray's got your head.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Austin Davis takes over. First pitch swinging, left on left, and Ramel Tapia soars it to center. Jaren Duran trying to locate it, and it lands back on the warning track.
Oh, boy.
Gurriel and Espinal score. Jansen in as well. Tapia to the plate, and it is a grand slam inside the park from Ramel Tapia.
Well, if you're looking for low points of this Red Sox season, Mike, you got one right here.
Duran has no idea where this ball is. None whatsoever. This ball lands 30, 40, 50 feet behind him on the warning track.
Xander Bogaerts was pleading with Duran, trying to help him locate it. Tapia, helmetless, all the way in. With a belly flop to cap it off, man.
This is just embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing baseball that's happening. These games aren't close. They're not even remotely competitive. 27 runs given up in the final two games in New York. 10 here in the first three innings tonight. If you're the players on the roster, and Xander Bogaerts made a comment at the All-Star break about how the team needs some help, which feels like a plea to management, ownership, go out and get us help at the deadline. We're in this thing. And they're only a couple of games out of the wild card, as we all know. But if you're going to make that plea as a team, the uniform personnel has got to be competitive. So you're in a 10-day stretch here now where you're leading up to the trade deadline. You've got to give ownership and management at the same time a reason to make a deal.
That was a year ago, less than a year ago, but obviously the inside the park grand slam by Raimel Tapia, who's now gone, by the way. The Red Sox designated him for an assignment. He's out. They're keeping Jaren Duran, which isn't necessarily the wrong move. But the point is, this crap's been going on for 2 years, Murray. It's been going on for two seasons.
And getting worse.
Losing the balls in the sky, and Duran didn't chase the ball in that play. Whoever was doing the analysis on that game failed to mention that, Murray. Really, it's embarrassing. It's a joke. It's a Mickey Mouse minor league product. They're a 4A outfit. The Red Sox.
I've said it for a few years now. They're the Red Sox in name only. Now you finally come over to my side of things with that. Like, it's just, you know, you grow up knowing the Red Sox are going to spend money, be competitive, especially these last, like, 20, 30 years. Like, that's all gone. They're the Red Sox in name only.
I mean, if this is how they want to run it, seriously, and I'm talking about John Henry, Tom Werner, the rest of the ownership group now.
They should get out.
I say this with all the love in my heart. Go buy the Oakland A's and move to Vegas.
Yeah.
Go. Buy. Get out.
Or just get out of the baseball business and buy an NBA team in one of those cities that they're expanding to.
And bring Chaim Bloom with you.
Yeah.
Let him build the A's. Okay, because out there, no one will bitch. And you have to do it the way you're going to do it. So do that. Go buy them, and that's it. Move on. We'll take our chances. It can't get much worse than this. David's in Boca. David, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So not to cross sports, but what happened with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers owner who owned Manchester United, their fans sing chants, and they bring Glazers out because the Glazers own them. I know we could never get that because they would never let signs in the stadium at Fenway, and the fans would never do that, but I wish we would do that and get rid of Henry and put them up.
Yeah, David, look, there are lots of ways to protest as a fan, okay? Lots of ways to do it. And so, you know, I'll leave that to you, but I'll tell you, you should be pissed. And the Reds' score has gone final. The Red Sox have lost to the Rays 4-1. They dropped 3 out of 4 in the series. They are now, listen to this, 8-19 against Tampa Bay the last two seasons. And by the way, that 8-19 includes 3 wins on the final weekend of the season last year. That was Dennis Eckersley's last series at Fenway Park. The point being, Tampa Bay had nothing to play for in those games. The Red Sox won all three. So in the last, call it 24 meaningful games or 25 meaningful games, what did I say, 8-19? You're 5-19. 5-19 against the first-place team in the division. And unless there's some sort of major geographical shift, you're not getting out of the American League East. So those of you who keep talking about the division and how hard the division is, there's a reason you're in the division. You're supposed to be able to keep up. Greg's in New York. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Tony. Great show. I stopped watching this team after their miraculous 2021 season when they almost went to the World Series, when they didn't go after Kyle Schwarber and they brought back Jackie Bradley and they were trying to say things like, you know, our trade deadline acquisition was, someone coming off the DL. I mean, I feel like they've been trying to transition us slowly away from success into mediocrity. And I used to think, well, and I've been rooting for them to actually fail, which I hate to admit, but I figure, okay, if Heimblum is fired, then we'll go back and they'll pivot to something better. But I really do think it is the ownership and they're the problem now because I don't think they care anymore.
Well, so again, you start there. Absolutely. Absolutely. What's the whole message? They have a guy running the team who has no GM experience and has made a series of bad moves one after the other. How else are you supposed to look at it? I'm glad you brought up the Jackie Bradley thing. Hunter Renfro was coming off a 30 home run, 100 RBI season. They traded him for 2 prospects and Jackie Bradley. It was a move for the future. David Hamilton and Alex Pinellas. So they could have gotten something to help the big league club. They prioritized the future. And yet, despite that, I sit here and say, I'm not sure when they're going to be good again. So not only did they get worse in 2022, I'm not sure they got any better in 2025. Jason's in Beverly. Jason, go.
Hey, man. The reason why Cora is still here is because he's the only person left with any credibility. If you remember, he was the only person not to get booed off the stage at Winter Weekend. And when the team's going to be good again, the day they decided not to pay Mookie Betts, whether they realized it or not, they essentially just punted the entire decade. So there's really no hope. The team is 5.5 games out of the wild card. How is that even possible?
Okay, so Jason, I disagree with you on Betts. I didn't think it was over when the Betts thing happened. Is it a bad sign? Sure. I still believe that Mookie Betts wanted out, and they had, in his case, they didn't have a lot of choice. Now, the other ones? Let's not get the lines crossed here too much, because on the one hand you say, okay, well, we're going to go cheaper. I hate it. I hate that. But okay, fine. Now the question is, if you want to go cheaper, can you even do it? Do you know how? Because it doesn't feel to me like they're building a competitive team. Whether it's Marcelo Meyer or anybody else, Tristan Casas is hitting 191. He's played a half season in the big leagues now. What evidence is there that they can actually do it this way? If the idea is that year by year we're going to go out and sign guys to one-year contracts and put a competitive product on the field, have they done that? Has Bloom done that? This will be 3 last-place finishes in 4 years. That's okay now? They can just give you some half-assed product with guys who don't hustle and guys who stand in right field like Jaron Duran yesterday and watch plays happen. Guys who just sit there with their thumbs up their asses. That's what they're going to give you? Bob's in Needham. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Tony, just for symbolism, by the way, Bloom should go first. And then I'm agreeing with you. You can fire Cora, too. But I want Bloom out of here first because he's the one, the architect of this disaster. So then you can fire Cora whenever you want. But think about this, Tony. You made a great point earlier. When Duquette was here, they signed Manny. They traded for Derek Lowe and Veritek. They also signed Johnny Damon. They actually were, and that was before they had all this revenue streams that they do now. They want to name faces on this team. They want to box office players. They have none now.
Bob, I'm going to let you go here. They're not worth watching. They're not worth your time. They're not worth it. And when I say what's Cora doing here, again, I just want to make this part clear. You want to fire Alex Cora, go ahead. Fine. Whatever. I mean, I wouldn't, because I don't think he's the problem. But you want to fire him? Go ahead. It's not going to change anything. You think they're going to snap out of it because all of a sudden they fired the manager like they're the Phillies? They're a talented team that's underachieving? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are they a talented team that's underachieving, or are they exactly what they built? And I think it's the second thing. I just look at it and I say, Cora's a bad fit. Cora's a capable manager. You can call him whatever you want. Call him a cheater. Call him anything. I don't care. He's a good manager. What's he doing here? What ownership and management thinks that you can just patch a team together and the manager will make the difference? Who thinks that? Because in baseball, it's about talent. Now, once you have the talent, that doesn't guarantee that you'll win because you have to manage it. And I think Cora can manage a talented team. But the manager is not the problem on this team. My question is, why the hell are they keeping Alex Cora? Because he should be doing something somewhere with a real team. Not with this sorry ass outfit. David's in Abington. David, go.
You know, Tony, the problem is they spent money in the beginning and they've gotten the people here so screwed up in their head that they continue to show up and their bottom line doesn't change like the Jacobs in the 70s.
Yeah, David, I'm sorry. I don't think they're showing up all that much anymore. I don't think they are. I mean, I don't know what the attendance numbers have been. I haven't checked them, but I can tell you it doesn't feel to me like people are flocking to the ballpark. I don't think there's any difficulty for people to get tickets. And their TV ratings have sunk. I'm talking like Titanic sunk. Just to give you an idea, in the 15 years, in 2007, their ratings peaked. You know what they are now compared to what they were in 07? You're going to guess half, maybe? One-sixth. One-sixth of where they were 15 years ago. And in 2018, they had the highest payroll in baseball when they won the World Series. They won 108 games. 2018, they had the highest payroll in the game. Now they're 12th. They're going on their third last place finish in 4 years. And let me remind you that in 2021, they almost missed the playoffs entirely because they gave up at the All-Star break. And I mean ownership and management. They didn't really add at the trade deadline. But somehow, you know, they went out and got Kyle Schwarber because they didn't have to pay a lot for him because he was injured. And then finally, they sneaked in on the final weekend, and they beat Tampa Bay in the first round. It was a good story. It was a lot of fun. You know what they've done to capitalize on it? Jack. Zero. Wrap it up with your calls when we come back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, more of Boston's best baseball banter. The Baseball Hour with Tony Maz on the Sports Hub.
Let me just close with this today. Alex Cora is now in the interview room. He got thrown out of the game. Nesson cut to a commercial while he was going nose to nose with the umpire. Unbelievable. So the team's melting down. The manager loses his mind yesterday. Then he comes out of the dugout, and it's apparent that he's, you know, and I think that there was a trigger to all this, and it was Chris Sale. So, you know, Cora lost Chris Sale, who was like one of the few things keeping them afloat. Now Sale's gone, and I don't know, maybe they got more definitive news. I haven't heard anything more definitive on Sale. Murray, have you seen anything on
that? No, they probably got it that day. They're lying. Like, again, the cradle of the best medical community of the on the planet, basically, is right here, and they can't read an MRI. You know the results as soon as you get the damn thing. Yeah, like, they just don't want to tell you.
That was complete bullcrap. Jimmy Stewart, can we play that core presser that I sent to you, the one where the audio was inaudible? So this was, again, this to me is indicative of what the problem is. Okay, it's not the problem, and most of you don't care about media issues, and I don't blame you. But this is also now a fan issue and an indication of how little regard the Red Sox have for the public, I would say, in general, and sort of the whole standing of the franchise, it feels like. So I made this crack earlier about how, you know, the dining room at Fenway Park used to be like one of the best in baseball. And this is not about the food they give the media, because the employees eat in the same dining room. It has gone so downhill, I can't even begin to tell you. So like, yeah, Maz is bitching about the food. I don't eat there anymore. I used to bring my own food there last year. Okay, it's not about that. It's just a symptom of like, what has happened here? When they came, these guys wanted to do everything top shelf. Everything. Now they've won their four titles. It's like they don't give a rat's ass anymore. And in an age where teams routinely put their press conferences up on websites and, you know, with the manager or the head coach of the football team or whatever, so that fans can see it, hear the questions and see the answers for themselves, this is what it sounds like on the Red Sox site.
Kind of address some of this lawsuit, but how frustrating is the defense?
I've seen that play too many times the last 2 years.
Can we stop? Can anybody even hear it?
Nope.
How hard can it be to do that? They own Nesson. Nesson has the video of every press conference with Cora at Fenway pre and post game. How hard is it to just load that up on the web? Like, and instead we get that? Like, that feels to me like we don't even want you to hear it. Then again, if I were putting the product that they're putting on the field, I wouldn't want you to hear it either. It's a joke. It's being run. The whole thing is being run now like a second-rate operation. It really is. Second-rate. The Boston Red Sox, a charter member of the American League, storied franchise, Dodgers, Yankees, Giants. This is what it is now. They're a triple-A outfit. I'm not even sure they're that. I think there were triple-A teams that are run better than the Red Sox are right now. Amazing. Amazing that it has become this, that they could go from what they were to being completely, totally, entirely, 100% irrelevant. Unreal. And the only time that they're worth talking about is when the center fielder and the right fielder put their hands in their pockets and forget to back up a base or choose not to, and a throw goes into center field and they give up a little league home run. That's the only time they're worth talking about. Joe Murray coming up next. Jim Murray's Get Your Headlines. We'll catch you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.